اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mahdi. Thank you for having me. And assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the music or the musical miracle of the Noble Quran. Then, we all are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter of the Noble Quran, and at the end, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation from different aspects. Stay tuned. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the miraculous music of the Noble Quran. Previously, we have talked about different issues, and in the last session, we talked about the arrangement of the words of the Noble Quran. And now we are going to continue. Brother Muhammad, at your service.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just like you said, in the Quran, the way that the words have been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best way that is possible for us to understand the word of God, enjoy the words of God, and implement the verses of the Quran in our lives. Just the way that the words have been chosen, the words have been arranged, are such that it is impossible to convey the message the way that Allah has done through another way, through another arrangement or other choice of words. So God has chosen the best places, the best words in order to convey the messages of Himself. The messages.
I think
of Allah.
We have two separate issues. One of them, as you said, is word choice, and the other one is arrangement of words.
Yeah, they're very much related. Yeah.
Of course they are.
Yeah. For example, we gave the example of qisas. We said that we have in the Quran, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Usually the Arabs, they had the habit of, stating laws, just generally the laws of the country or the government. They would use very short sentences in a very subtle way.
In a strict way.
Not strict. Subtle and short way in order to convey that law, the reason for that law, in a very subtle and delicate way. Okay. For example, for this, they would say...
To be straight, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. For example, in order to justify the death penalty, mm-hmm, for someone to be punished or sentenced to death, they would say al-qatlu anfa lil-qatl. That means killing negates killing, or murder negates murder. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when we compare this to the word of God in the Quran, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, doesn't the word killing and murder, doesn't that like give you a bad idea of something that is despicable and violent? Just the use of the word murder and killing. Allah uses the word qisas. He does not use al-qatl. Qisas is different from qatl.
And just by qisas, you can you will hear something like life.
Yeah, that's right. So qisas, yeah. The difference between qatl and qisas is that qisas, there is a kind of seeking of justice in it. You seek justice by qisas.
Not but only qatl, revenge.
Yeah, not revenge. Qatl is just a very broad term. It could mean any kind of killing. So the Quran, we see that it is more eloquent than the Arabs of that time. The best they could say about the death penalty was, they would say, Al-qatlu anfa lil-qatl. This is the best they could say. With the Quran, it says it's a lot more beautiful the way that Allah states this law. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتُ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. It's a very beautiful verse.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Now the second part of the program, let's recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. A recitation. Today we're going to listen to the recitation of Suratul Kahf, verses 13 to 15, recited by Sayyid Mahdi Tajzadeh. Let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى وربطنا على كذبا صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear audience, you just listened to the recitation of Surah Al-Kahf, verses 13 to 15, recited by Sayyid Mahdi Tajzadeh. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's analyze this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, in terms of the maqamat, we had maqam Hijaz, Nahawand, then back to Hijaz, and also at the end we had Bayati. Mm-hmm. These are very beautiful maqams, especially the way that he performed the maqam Hijaz was a very beautiful way of doing it. And this reciter has a good voice. He has a very good voice, and it's very... it's in a high register. We just heard a very high register of his voice, especially for verse 14. And he also has a good qarar. The qarar of his voice is also very good.
What did he apply, qarar?
Qarar means the low register.
And where did he apply it?
The low, he applied it on the word bisultanim bayin. He went to the lowest register of his voice. Mm-hmm. تون عليهم بسلطان بين. See, he starts with a high register. لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين. بين is the قرار. He went from the جواب to the قرار. Anyway, so this was the مقامات. In terms of the music, we could say a lot about the music of the Quran in these verses. One of the things that it's very eye-catching is that the last word of each of these verses is the most important word or the main idea of each verse. For example, verse 13, we have نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى. This huda is really important in this verse, the guidance that Allah added to their guidance, increased their guidance.
Interesting.
And it also has a rhyme, huda. The next verse we have شَطَطَ كَذِبَ. So as you can see, these words at the end, they convey the gist of the verse. This is another aspect of the miracle in the music of the Quran.
In addition, the same rhyme, we have somehow the same concept
for each verse. Each verse has
the main
a separate
idea
concept.
Of each verse, each, actually. Yeah.
For example, shatata. لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذَن شَطَطَ. Shatata means something that is extravagant or something that is enormous, something that is not. It's something that should not be said. It's like. Something, it's an overstatement, you know.
Is it a taboo, something like a taboo?
No, not taboo. It means something that's it is so insultive, so insulting that it's really it stands out and it seems like it's a really big thing to say, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's not a good thing. It's like saying a really bad word. Okay, when you say a really bad word, it stands out, right?
Mm-hmm.
We say that that's like such a like great thing to say just because of that word. So that's why this verse says لَقُلْ قُلْنَا إِذَنْ شَطَطَ. In that case, we would have said something that is like really enormous and bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and in terms of tajweed?
The tajweed, yes. Let's go over some of the rules of tajweed. We have نَقُصُّ. We have a صَاد with dhamma. And the sod has shadda. Sod is pronounced from the same place as seen, except we have tafkhim.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of saying naqussu, we say naqussu. So, su. Su, so.
So we have the same place of articulation, still the manner of articulation is different.
Yes. And then we have the word in verse 14, wal ardi, li. Well, ardi, the lod has tafkhim at the lowest
at
level.
At the lowest level, yeah.
Because of the kasra. And we have to make sure that the lod is not pronounced with shadda. the characteristic of shiddah.
That is up. No, it is not plosive.
Yeah, it's not a plosive. Wal ardi. It's not wal ardi. It's wal ardi.
Mm-hmm. So it should be lengthened.
The sound should resonate in the mouth a little bit.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق.